My name is Josh Black. It is the 4th of October 2009. We're here in Trafalgar Square for the One Another project on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. May I ask you to state your name, age and where you're from, please?
Hello, my name is Gillian Reid. I'm 21 and I'm originally from Belfast but study in London.
That's great. And how are you feeling tonight, Gillian?
I'm quite excited. I was a bit apprehensive this morning when I first woke up. But I'm getting quite excited. As soon as I got off at Charing Cross tonight and I came actually onto the square, I suddenly got really excited. So, yeah.
Very excited. How did you hear about the plinth?
I'd seen it obviously on the news initially, and that there was going to be this thing on Trafalgar Square, and that sounded interesting. But I don't think it fully registered with me until I remembered watching on the news the anti-smoking protester who I regularly see outside my uni who climbed on before the first plinth there. So that was when it first registered with me.
And at what point did you apply?
I can't remember. It was quite early on. Yeah, it was quite early on. Yeah.
And how did you react when you found out that you had won a place?
Just completely, completely shocked. I could not believe it. I just didn't think I had a chance, really. I mean, I heard it was very, very hard to get, and there was all these people applying for it, and I just literally applied on the off chance and thought to myself, just go for it. Well, what have you got to lose? And when I got that email through that I'd been chosen, I was pretty astounded, really. Yeah.
And how has the thought process been since then?
Obviously trying to decide what to do. I initially had maybe I was going to do something political, but then I slowly sort of, when I looked at the time again, 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning, I thought to myself, no, I wanted to have something to maybe engage with the crowd, so it gradually shifted towards what it is now, Plinth Bingo. Yeah.
How did you come up with the idea of Plinth Bingo?
I think it was actually my boyfriend who actually came up with the idea. I remember we were sitting along in work one day and we were trying to come up with ideas, and people were coming off, why don't you take fireworks? And I was like, no, I can't take fireworks, I can't take naked flame, so why don't you do this, why don't you do that? And my boyfriend just turned around and said, oh, why don't you do something like a game, like bingo or something like that there? And I was like, actually, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, I'm gonna go for that.
And how is it going to work, or how do you hope it will work
up there? Well, I've got a bingo machine, and I've made some bingo cards, and I have some pencils and some sweeties to give out, which I've heard are pretty good crowd pleasers. So hopefully it'll work out well. I'm fingers crossed. Yeah.
Great. You mentioned that you go to university here. You study here.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you study?
I'm actually going into my third year social policy at LSE, the London School of Economics.
And have you been enjoying it?
I have been. I mean, it's been a massive change. I'd never really been to London before. I mean, I'm from Northern Ireland. I'd never been to London before. And literally, it was just like lifting up this country girl and placing her in the middle of the city. And I suppose I just got on with it, and so it was a big shock to the system, obviously. Northern Ireland's a very different place from London, and but where are the opportunities like this here to do something like this? It's just been incredible. I've just done so much stuff, I've just met so many different people. It's just been incredible the last few years, really. Yeah, I love it. I love my course as well, just stay out at it.
What are the differences between Northern Ireland and living in London?
Obviously it's much more cosmopolitan here, and it's a metropolis, really. It's huge. I mean, population of London could swallow the population of Northern Ireland. I think it's 4 or 5 times over. You know, it's just in one city. It's quite crazy. And London, there are green spaces, it's concrete and thing, buildings everywhere, and back home it's round by me, it's fields of green, and loads of sheep and cows and things like that. And I just think the people are very different. People here seem to be a lot more open-minded about things. I think people in Northern Ireland are quite insular. I remember even talking to my mum and dad about these, maybe because it's a different generation, but they were like, okay, and sort of went over the top of their heads. It's just a different way of life, really. It's obviously very fast paced in London, where things are a bit slower in Northern Ireland. Yeah.
And how often do you go back?
I actually really don't go home that much. I think my idea is, if you go to home too often, you unsettle yourself. I go home at the holidays and things like that there. So I go home at Christmas and I go home at Easter. Obviously, I go home at the summer holidays and things like that there. And maybe sporadically in between. Yeah.
And how do you find going back now compared to actually growing up and living there? Obviously, experience.
I think actually, things have changed an awful lot in Northern Ireland. Things, just even the last couple of years, things have changed for the better. That's on a cultural sort of level, but on a personal level, sometimes it's a bit strange. You have to talk about different things, and it's just a completely different way of life and things like that there. Yeah.
In what ways has it culturally changed for the better in the last few years?
Well, obviously politically things have picked up again after the slump, if I can call it that. But we're getting a lot more investment from, we've got like a new shopping centre, we got our first Nando's, and we got our first House of Fraser. So things like that there. And I think people are becoming more open to new things and new ideas and diversity and things like that there. So we're getting there. Maybe a little bit longer to go to be on the par of London, but we are getting there.
You mentioned that if you had been in a different time slot, or one of your earlier ideas was politics, what would you have done with regards to politics up on the plane?
I have a couple of friends who did internships over the summer for Amnesty International, and that's something that, human rights is something I'm very interested in, and I was thinking about doing something for them. They obviously know all the right connections and things like that there, and I thought maybe about doing something for them. I've got another friend who's working for a criminal justice NGO, and that's something obviously I'm very interested in as well, and so something along those lines there. But as I said before, I think that was maybe the day time I could get the message across to more people, there are more people about, so obviously at night there's a lot less people, so I'm maybe doing something more interactive with the crowd rather than stand and maybe, well, not preach, but try to get a message across.
So where would you normally be at this time on a Sunday morning?
In bed. In bed, yeah. I love my bed, so yeah, probably in bed.
So not one of the drunk crowds out on a Saturday night?
No, I don't drink. I mean, I still love to go out and I love party and things like that, but I don't drink. So maybe one of the crowd, but maybe not one of the drunken crowd members.
You mentioned your boyfriend as well.
Yes.
How long have you been going out?
We've actually been going, I think it's about 3 months this week. Yeah, 3 months this week. So.
And who else do you have here tonight to support you?
I've got, I think, a crowd of my closest uni chums are coming down, and I think a load of people from, well, hopefully a load of people from my internship, which I did over the summer at the Department of Health. Hopefully they're going to come down, and but obviously it's going to be great to be interacting with other people I don't know, the strangers in the street and things like that there.
You mentioned that when you were at work you were talking about ideas for the plinth wall.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the internship?
This was the internship, yes.
And this is how you met your boyfriend then?
This is how I met him, yes.
So what did you make of it all?
Yeah, no, I think he's, well, he's with me here tonight and he seems quite excited about it. Yeah, no, it's once in a lifetime opportunity, and there's a lot of people who would love the opportunity to do it. And no, but I think he's very, very supportive, and he's helping, busy making bingo cards out there. So yeah, I think that shows.
Are you interested in modern art generally?
I do. I love art, both classical and modern and ancient. I'm not a great artist myself, but I do appreciate art. But yeah, no, I do. I do. I do love going around places like the Tate Modern, and I do love going to exhibitions. Well, I suppose it is an exhibition, an open air exhibition like these, and yeah. Go and do all different sorts of things. Yeah, no, I do. I'm an appreciator of modern art.
And have you been following this project, knowing obviously that you were going up?
I have been, yes. I've been looking, going on the BBC. Sometimes the BBC's been a great one for watching and saying, oh, who's on this and who's been doing this and things like that. There was 3 stories on the one day of people who were there. And obviously, no, I've been going on the official website and sporadically and looking and watching the webcam and seeing who's on it and what they're doing and what they're getting up to. And yeah,
on the official website when you signed up, you had to describe yourself in 3 words. If you could elaborate on those a little bit, how would you describe yourself tonight?
I actually can't remember, but I think I kept everything quite minimalistic and very basic about myself. I actually can't remember what I wrote about myself, to be honest with you. But what 3 words would I say tonight? It's a hard one. Excited, obviously. Artistic for the first time in my life. And unique. Because it's going to be a unique experience. It's nobody's done Plinth Bingo, so it's unique in that way. So yeah, those 3 words.
Great. If I were to ask you where you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Well, when people usually ask me this, I usually say I don't know where I'll be tomorrow for definite, so I can't really say where I'll be in 5 years' time. But hopefully, well, I suppose a lot of people at the minute are saying hopefully in a good, stable job coming out of uni next year. I don't know. Probably I'd hope to be a more rounded and individual, with a bigger outlook on life and things like that there.
Do you imagine staying in London?
I do, yeah, for the particular type of work I want to do, central government work or work for an NGO or a charity like Amnesty or something like that there. You have to stay in London. London is where all those headquarters are. I mean, they do have the localised branches in Northern Ireland, but I think the people, the companies and the people, the type of people that you work with the same ideas, I think are all in London. And that's not to belittle Northern Ireland at all, because it's a great place, but no, I don't see myself going back to Northern Ireland in the near future. I think I'll definitely be staying in London for quite some time. Yeah, so I'll probably be in London in the next 5 years.
And in the longer term future, I mean, what does Northern Ireland mean to you?
Home, obviously. I've got my family, I've got some very good friends there. You said 5 years. In maybe 50 years, I'll probably be back home in Northern Ireland, in a little rundown cottage or something like that there. Hopefully things will have vastly improved there, and we'll be hopefully to a sense of agreement between all sides. And but I love my home. I love it. It's part of me. It's ingrained in me. You can never run away from it. And I love it. It's part of me. Yeah.
Would you mentioned running away from it. Do you ever feel that that's something that you had tried to do?
Well, I will be honest and say I knew to go to university, I never wanted to go I never wanted to stay in Northern Ireland. I knew I had to go. I had to go to the mainland. I had to. I don't know. I think it's good to get life experience. And I knew I wanted to go to somewhere where everything was happening in the centre of things. Of course, no better place than London. No, not running away. Just wanted a change of pace and just wanted to be in the centre of things, to experience different things. And not running away, not scared. You have to confront these things. And not running away, but I knew I definitely didn't want to stay in Northern Ireland / Belfast.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about yourself or going up on the plinth or the record?
I don't know. Just I hope it all goes well. I hope some of my friends will be there, and it won't be just me, a bingo machine, and my boyfriend trying to hand out cards and pencils to people. Just I hope that it goes very well. And that I'm very excited yet again, and I can't wait to get up there in less than an hour's time. Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you very much.